The opioid epidemic, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Partially because of his concern that this country's opioid epidemic hits rural communities so heavily, Representative Greg Walden, Republican of Hood River, Oregon, has kicked off a legislative push to advance concrete solutions to address the opioid epidemic throughout the country. Mr. Walden told an all-too-familiar story about one of his constituents.
A roundtable I held in southern Oregon, a man named Mike simply showed up, and when we were done going around the room, he wanted to talk about his situation. Mike's son was injured in a high school sporting accident, and he became addicted to the prescription painkillers provided by his doctor to aid in his recovery. Eventually, Mike's son made the all-too-familiar transition to the cheaper opioid source, heroin. And to this day, Mike's son still struggles with his addiction that all began with opioid prescriptions. Mike then went on to talk about his sister, who also suffered from addiction. She was a nurse. He commented that she found herself with easier access to pills as a nurse, and when co-workers and others caught on, she moved and continued to procure pills elsewhere. Sadly, Mike's sister died as a result of her addiction.
One of the speakers at the hearing, Mrs. Susan Gibson, Deputy Assistant Attorney, Drug Enforcement Administration, had something very alarming to say involving our national security.
The opioid crisis has been and will unfortunately continue to be the top threat facing our nation. I fear that we are witnessing a fundamental shift towards cheaper, easier to obtain illicit fentanyl produced in foreign countries.
Wake up, America.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.